right, so have you filed your taxes yet? Well, millions of Americans already have, and there's a lot of interest in when they will get their refunds and whether President Trump's shakeup of the federal government will affect operations at the IRS. NPR's Bill Chappell is here with some answers. Hey, Bill.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so do you get the sense that any of the actions we've seen so far from the Trump administration will affect tax filing or tax refunds this year?
Well, one big thing is the famous fork in the road resignation offer was revised a little bit for the IRS. President Trump's administration said people in critical roles related to the filing season were exempt from that offer until May 15th, 1 month after the filing deadline, as you know. Mm-hmm. So as for how the plans for hiring freezes and downsizing government could affect things, one expert I talked to said many of the details of the impact remain to be seen. There's a chance the agency could lose people who would normally be providing taxpayer services. I will say that Trump advisor Elon Musk has been targeting the team responsible for the IRS's direct file system, but so far that free service seems to be working for people in states where it's available.
Huh. Okay. Well, beyond those concerns, how is this tax season looking right now?
I don't often attribute happy thoughts to tax season, but
me neither.
Yeah, right. There's been good news, though. Listen to Janet Holzblatt, an expert at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
But with respect to this particular filing season, the IRS was coming in, you know, in a strong position that's good for taxpayers.
Yeah, Holzblatt said the IRS had used a chunk of the big amount of funding boost it got from the Inflation Reduction Act back in 2022 to add around 5,000 more customer service staff, the people that answer phones and walk taxpayers through the problems. And there's other changes. You know, there's also Direct File, the free IRS service. It was only in a pilot program last year, and now it's grown to 25 states. And that lets you file federal taxes for free online as long as you have a fairly simple tax return.
Okay. All right. Let's just say you file your taxes, then explain what comes next.
So in general, you can expect to see a refund if you're owed one within 21 days. Mm-hmm. We have links on our website to the IRS services like their Check My Refund page. In recent years, the IRS recommends filing electronically and using direct deposit if you want to get your refund really quickly. And by April 15th, the agency expects to receive more than 140 million individual tax returns. The IRS says in the first week of this season, it got more than 13 million returns and processed 11.7 million of them.
Okay, well, I'm just going to ask you, Bill, have you filed your taxes yet?
I have not filed my taxes
me
yet.
Neither.
I'm deathly afraid of getting some form that I forgot about after I filed, so I am waiting.
That is NPR's Bill Chappell. Thank you so much, Bill.
Glad to be here.